Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. You're joining me for the fastest hour in radio here on 93.7 The Ticket. I got a phenomenal guest on the line, but real quick before I bring him on, if you missed it, earlier we talked about my reaction to Matt Rhule's press conference, a couple other things, how I was an idiot, very nervous about getting pink eye, and basically gave myself a self-inflicted allergic version of pink eye. So if you missed that and you think that might be interesting, go back and check it out. Coming up at the end of the show, Daniel Kalen surprising some folks. Okay. Final thoughts, because I hadn't given them yet, on Scott Frost's interview. And then on Monday, okay, a week ago, I talked about how I was going to give some thoughts on Nick Saban, something he said a while back. That did not happen last Monday. Today's show is loaded. It's evergreen content. I will talk about that on Monday. And I will be joined, per a thumbs up on a text, hope that's what that means, is a yes, by Bill Goldberg on Monday as well. We're good friends, so I trust him that that is what that means. But now, I'm excited for my guest that I'm going to bring on at this time. Now, this man was a two-time first-team All-Big 12 performer, 2009-2010, first-team All-American in 2010, Nebraska record holder for sacks in a single game with five versus Baylor in 2009, 20 career sacks. All right. And for the black shirts, and he played half a decade in the NFL with the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos, Mr. Jared Crick. How you doing, my friend?
What's up, brother?
Dude, I am looking at an updated picture of you right now. The Jake, my man Jake, just put on the screen. Shout out to Jake for doing a great job behind the scenes. And you look sharp, man. You got a tie on, a suit on, the hair's the grown out and combed. Dude, you're looking slim and trim like you've been working out. Dude, you look good. What are you up to lately?
Oh, not a whole lot. We're back in our hometown of Cozad, selling insurance right now for a company called Farm Bureau. So, yeah, got to look the part.
Well, you look good, man. So, all right. So, Tony White, there's high expectations for this defense. A lot of guys coming back. Okay, Tony White is back. Everyone's excited about that. What did you see from this defense last year that allowed them to be so effective? And what do they need to improve on this year to continue to improve?
Well, I think being multiple obviously helped out a lot, right? I mean, just being able to come with different blitz packages from different, you know, lineups, you know, being able to disguise things different ways, obviously that helps. That's tough for an offense to prepare for. My worry is going into this year is that, you know, other teams got a little bit of film on them. They're going to be able to prepare a little bit better. So obviously our guys are going to have to come with better technique. I thought the tackling was pretty solid last year. I was pretty happy with that. But obviously they just got to get better, get stronger, faster. Really excited to see what the defensive line ends up doing. I mean, they're bringing pretty much everybody back. I'm really hoping that Nash, losing all that weight for wrestling, doesn't hurt him at all. I mean, there's something to be said about a zero technique being kind of a bigger guy. So hopefully, you know, losing that weight, he doesn't drop any strength. So I'm excited. Obviously, the first couple weeks will tell a lot.
So you're actually one of the few people, maybe the first that I've heard anyways, to actually bring up the loss of weight as a potential concern for Nash. And it had occurred to me as well. I hadn't talked about it a bunch. So it's a fair point to make. Now, the man lost, 40, 50 pounds, which is an incredible amount of discipline, hard work, hadn't wrestled in 3-4 years, goes out, makes it to nationals in a major collegiate level, Power 5 conference in the Big Ten. Great season. Now, as you focus back to football, okay, he's got to put some of that weight back on. And I understand why they're limiting him in spring. I talked about that earlier, just the wear and tear of football than wrestling. Now back to spring football. But how hard do you think that'll be? And is there any legit concern by the time fall rolls around about him trying to put that weight back on after having lost it and gone through a whole wrestling season?
See, I think so, just from my personal experience. So after my redshirt year, I was asked to gain about 35 pounds in less than 3 months, which obviously I was pretty close to doing, but it wasn't good weight at all. a lot of water weight I was carrying around, just a lot of bad weight, just to get that, you know, that 275 mark. So I'm hoping that that's not what they have him doing. I don't think they will. I'm pretty sure I would think they would rather have him gain weight slowly, but have it be the right weight, opposed to, hey, man, we got to get you back to 330 or whatever he was. So I'd imagine it'll just be one of them deals. Now, the key's going to be when he gets into season, once fall camp hits, I mean, you know as well as anybody, it's hard to keep weight on. I mean, you're dropping, you know, calories, you're dropping, you know, fluids just as fast as you can put them in. So I think he'll be able to get up there, you know, pre-August 1, just right before fall camp. But the key's going to be, can he keep it on as the season goes on? And that's just going to be one of them deals where, yeah, it's just going to be, we're just going to have to find out real time.
So Kenny sent another comment. He says, you look 25, Jared, so you're looking good, my man. And if anybody else wants to send in a comment, question, thought, concern, or otherwise, I will let Jared know. All right, the phone number is 402-464-5685. That's 402-464-5685. I remember the most amount, because we used to have to weigh before practice, okay, during fall camp, two-a-days back in the day, and we'd have to weigh before fall practice in fall camp, and then we'd have to weigh after. So if I was 280 and I went down to 275, I had to drink one Gatorade per pound of body weight that I lost. So I'd have to drink five Gatorades. The most I ever lost in one day, it was hot. It was on the turf. I think it was a scrimmage, and I did not come out. I was a young guy. They said, figure it out, young man. You're gonna figure it out or you're going to die. I lost 12 pounds. I went from 290 pre-practice to 278 post-practice. Let's just say I was living in the bathroom with all the Gatorades that I had to drink. But as we start to look ahead to next fall, the defense, Tony White having the goal and them being number one, which why would your goal be anything else? Okay. I look at some of their stats from last year. Pretty impressive. Number 8 rush defense in the country, 3rd in the Big Ten. Number 13 scoring defense in the country. Okay, we gave up a few yards through the air. Sometimes that was because teams knew they could throw rather than run against us. We were 40th in the country in pass yards allowed, and we were tied for 23rd in the country in sacks. So probably the biggest area they need to improve on is the pass defense. In your opinion, what's the biggest way that they improve the pass defense next year?
No, I think the experience helps, having a lot of guys come back. I mean, obviously losing the one kid, I think Newsom was his name. That's going to hurt. Someone's going to have to step in and get some real meaningful reps this spring ball. Obviously having some, you know, veteran leadership coming back is going to help. Just experience in general helps with all. But if we can get a good pass rush just with the front three or four, whatever they're going to, you know, align in, you know, just how they end up deploying that would be good. If you can get pressure with three guys, you can drop 8. You're good. I mean, you're going to be good shape. So I think just the development of, like, guys like Ty, obviously Nash. I mean, they had some pretty good stats last year. And the young kids who are, I think, Linhart and the others, if they can just, you know, consistently put pressure on the passer, that gives Tony White the ability to do whatever he wants as far as coverage-wise. He can, you know, show a bunch up front and then drop everybody back if he wanted. I mean, there's just a plethora of things you can end up doing if your front four, front three are getting pressure on their own. And that's one of the good things that made our defenses, you know, back in the day so good. I mean, you didn't have to dial up any blitzes. We could get to you with just four guys. So, and that gave so much flexibility to the guys on the back end where, say, they didn't play the correct technique or, you know, they were a step behind where they needed to be. Well, that was fine because they were getting the ball out quicker than what he should have. And, you know, we kind of maxed a lot of deficiencies that way. So, interested to see. I mean, but obviously Tony White knows these things better than anybody. It's not like I'm sitting here, you know, reinventing the wheel by any means. But just being a defensive lineman, watching predominantly defensive line during football games, if those three can get after the passer, and not just sacks, but batted balls, you know, the like, just getting pressure, getting in the quarterback's mind, that's only going to help the back seven, the back eight, get creative and do what they got to do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
It's funny. As soon as I asked you, how do they get better defending the pass? I was like, you got to be kidding me. There's two defensive linemen talking here. The pass rush is going to get brought up at some point. So I love that you brought that up. And, you know, it's interesting for me, Ty coming back. Let's say Nash can get back to where he was. And he had, what, 4.5, 5 sacks last year as a nose guard and a 3-3-5 defense. Yeah. That's crazy. Then you got Cam Ledhard coming back. Jamari Butler's going to be able to get after the quarterback. Let's say this defensive line is as good as we believe it can potentially be in the fall. What's going to be the biggest key to that? Because it's obviously we're playing in the Big Ten. You got to stop the run. You got to be physical. You got to be able to get after the quarterback. In a 3-3-5, you're going to stunt all over the place. You got feet, hat, hands. To you, what's the biggest key to this defensive line playing up to what is a very high potential and expectations in the fall?
I think their depth's going to be key. I liked watching the kid. I forget his name, but James Williams, maybe. You know, I think he might have kept his red shirt. I think he stayed under that 4-game limit. But just watching him get off the rock, that dude's a first-round talent, in my opinion. And the other guys may turn out to be as well, but he's kind of one of them kids that, you know, not a lot of people are talking about, I don't think, and that he caught my eye immediately. So just having those kind of guys where they can rotate in where, you know, I know Nash and Ty are kind of different builds from these other kids, but yeah, if you can just fill some guys in to come give them a blow, I think that's one of the good things about a 3-3 where you're only, you know, throwing in three dudes at once opposed to four where, yeah, if you only got six guys who are game ready with a 4-man front, yeah, two of those guys are going to be hurting after a while because obviously you flip in two for the other two. But if you have six guys game ready with a 3-man front, obviously you can, you know, a whole new line change. It's almost like hockey. So if they can just keep those guys fresh, one, keep them healthy going throughout the year, which obviously depth will help with. If you're not getting, you know, the snap counts, if they're not getting too outrageous, then, you know, you're going to feel a bit better come, you know, November, December. You're going to be playing better football. So I think, yeah, just keeping that depth, you know, and being consistent, obviously, like just keep getting better every day. Like I said, the talent's there. They just got to go out and execute. And I think, you know, they got the leadership, definitely. And I think, like, they got the depth this year. So, like, these young guys who are, you know, pups, they were rookies last year and made it, you know, they're essentially veterans now. So they should be coming in playing with a lot of confidence. And, you know, whatever kids they end up bringing in, you know, rookie class or transfers, whoever hasn't had any meaningful snaps yet, will get them experience. And then, like I said, you can do a whole lot with the different combinations or, you know, if you just want to throw three galoots out there on first and second down, and then you want to bring in your speed guys on third down, great. You have the ability to do it. So it's going to be exciting to watch. You know, it's as a defensive coordinator, I think you would rather be in this position where, you know, you're not playing catch up. You can kind of throw your fastball every time. And, you know, when you want to throw the change up, well, you know, nobody's really expecting it. So it'll be a lot of fun. Excited.
Dude, there was a lot of great stuff in there. Galoots, maybe my new favorite football term. Throw three galoots out. I love that. Throw three galoots out there, dude. That was a great, great term right there. And James Williams is. You are correct. It is, his name is James Williams. He's got a great number, number 90, by the way. All right, man. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say not the worst number.
That's right. All right, Kenny, sent in another question. This is a great question. What is better, 300 pounds at less than 10% body fat or 325 with over 10%. Now, I will chime in real quick. 10% for a D lineman is crazy low, but I'll let you take it from there, Jared.
Oh, man, I've never been even close to 300. I don't, that's probably the question for me. But, yeah, like you said, anything sub 10, even sub 15, I think is kind of dangerous. I mean,
yeah.
Aesthetically, yeah, if you look the part, great. But I've seen a lot of guys who, you know, were probably 7% body fat who couldn't play a lick of football. And, you know, it's the guys that kind of look a little bit, you know, some would say out of shape. Well, they're still moving as fast as anybody else, and they're stronger than everybody else. So, yeah, when it comes to actually playing, you know, in between the lines, like, you want to just be at your best. Now, I mean, yeah, granted, it would be awesome to be rocking a six-pack and, you know, all that. But I think, yeah, there's something to be said about having an appropriate body fat percentage, especially when you're, you know, playing a game like football.
Yeah, look like Tarzan, play like Jane. So I think basically what he's saying, let's take the exact percentage out. Is it better to be maybe a little slimmer, 300, okay, maybe the body fat's a little bit lower, or think 335 knows Nash specifically, or would you prefer, if you were Nash, okay, let's say you're Nash Hutmaker, would you prefer to get back up to 325, but maybe the body fat's 15%, maybe a smidge more, maybe a little bit heavier, closer to 20, higher, I mean, closer to 20. So he's trying to say, is it better to be around 300 with a really low body fat or a little bit higher with not a crazy amount of body fat, but just maybe more? What are your thoughts
right
on that?
At that position, as long as he can still move, I say the heaviest you can get. I mean, yeah, pack it on, brother. Because, like, in this defense, in the Big Ten, you're going to be getting double teams a whole lot. So to have a lot of, you know, mass in there to hold your ground, and obviously the heavier you are, the stronger you're going to be in most cases. So, yeah, if you can sit there and hold point and do all that, and if you need to get to 340 to do that, great. You know, I was a guy that played undersized on the interior, so I played three tech in the NFL. There'd be weeks I'd be like 269, and that was not fun at all because you're still going to get a double team. You're still going to get this from guys who are weighing 340, and it's just so hard to play that position at that weight. So I can 300 still a good weight, I think, but I think that's a good, you know, three technique weight in a four man front these days. I mean, you see, you know, three techs across the league now. I mean, when I played, they used to be, you know, 290 to 300. Well, now I'm seeing a lot of three techs at that 330 mark, just so they can hold point on double teams. Then you see those guys like Will Fork, Ryan Pickett. I'm sure you know. I played with those guys. They were both over 350, and they wouldn't have had it any other way. I mean, they knew that they had to be at that weight to keep that strength and to be solid against, you know, double teams against, you know, a center and a lot of times an all-pro guard. So, I think there is something to be said about, you know, that zero technique where Nash is playing. I mean, if you, and granted, but you got to be able to move. You can't be 350 and, you know, not being able to, if you're getting reached or scooped every 2 seconds, that doesn't help us out either. So as long as you can get as heavy as you can while still able to play the position and be able to move, I mean, obviously I don't think there's really a limit to where, you know, there's no ceiling. You can get up to 350 as long as you can still move.
That's the key to it. As long as you can still move, you're absolutely right. And I'm with you. I think specifically for Nash playing the 335 nose guard, I think 325, 330 is a good weight. He showed last year he can move at that weight just fine. I got one last question. Did you say 269 as a three technique in the NFL? 269?
Yeah, I did. It was In Houston, obviously, the problem was because it was always so humid. It was keeping water weight on. Like I said, you could get every practice, I'd have to get two bags of IVs. And then post-practice, I'd have to get another two bags of IVs. And I was still just hemorrhaging water weight. And then up in Denver, you're working with the altitude, so you're just burning more calories than what you expect to be. So, yeah, there was a couple weeks there rolling into, I mean, shoot, there was even a Monday night game. I just jumped on a scale out there in Oakland, and the scale said, yeah, 269. I was like, well. And that was after, obviously, the pregame meal, after a pregame IV, and after, obviously, all the fluids and, you know, pregame snacks that you have beforehand. So I kind of knew from that point it was not going to be a fun game because we're going against guys like Kelechi Otumele. You know, that was when Oakland, you know, ran the ball quite a bit. So all-pro guys at multiple positions. So, yeah, that was probably the worst game I ever had in my life. And, you know, rightfully so. I just no energy, obviously not a lot of – not a lot of mass behind me, and, yeah, you don't want to do that, so.
Dude, if you're 269, see, I'm envisioning you get up in the morning, you know, first thing you hop on the scale. If you're 269 at the end of the day, after everything you just mentioned, eating and IVs, man, you're maybe 265. So kudos for you to you for stepping on an NFL field in the interior at that weight. And you said it was a rough game, but, man, just – being able to do that at all, it just blows my mind. It's impressive, when you just sit there and think about it, especially from my position. So, man, hey, it's always good to chat with you. I appreciate you joining me. Thanks for joining me, Jared.
Yep, you betcha. I appreciate everything.
All right, that was Husker legend Jared Crick joining me on the Aloe Fiber VIP line. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be chatting real quickly. Scott Frost and then Daniel Kalen seems to be surprising some folks. right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.